without God. That I don't trust my intellect or my giftings to walk without Him. The average adult will walk almost 75,000 miles over their lifetime. That's equivalent of traveling around the world 3 times. And the question is, how many of those 75,000 miles was I walking with God or trying to get God to walk with me? Interesting question. Genesis 5:22, and Enoch walked with God, and after he begat Methuselah 300 years, and he begat sons and daughters. Notice right there that he was not a monk on the side of the hill. He had to deal with everyday things. How many know when you have sons and daughters, you've got to deal with everyday things and problems and provision? Yet he still walked with God. In verse 24, Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Everybody say, took him.
Took him.
Notice, God didn't take Enoch to another place until he was walking with him. Now, I tell you what, that's profound to me. God didn't come down and ask Enoch, because Enoch was walking so close, he already knew Enoch wanted to go with him. And how about the church, the body of Christ in the world? Jesus is not coming back just for people that have everything right, everything perfect in their life. He's looking for people that the desire to be with God is greater than any other desire. That I was talking to Pastor Deb as we were going out to the driveway. He said, you know what? We don't die as Christians. We don't see death. The body stops, and the world will say, that's death. That's not death for you and I. We change addresses immediately.
Amen.
To be present, what? What? The Lord. I mean, would we go there? So Enoch had a relationship with God. You know, there's only 3 or 4 people in the Bible that God said that they walked with Him. We're going to talk about Abraham on Sunday morning. That's interesting. There's another scripture in the book of John. Jesus preached to the disciples. He was saying things. And then it said, many of his disciples left and no longer walked with Him. Interesting. He didn't say many of the heathen. He said His own disciples weren't walking with Him. Can God find a people that want to walk with Him? That want to talk with Him? Talk about it tonight. I want to go a little deeper tonight. Walking with God. How do I know I've walked with God? How many know that today I've walked with God? How many want to know this year I've walked with God? Let me give you these. Number, or letter W. I know I've walked with God when I realize how wonderful He is. And how wonderful He keeps revealing Himself to me.
Amen.
A cure for discouragement is to walk with God and let Him tell you again how wonderful He is. He's the God of wonders. How about A? Knowing that you are accepted in the Beloved. You know, everybody, all of us go around trying to be accepted. I have found out He came into His own and His own received Him not. Not everybody's going to accept you, but I know one that will accept you. And if I've been walking with God, I don't care if I'm accepted anymore. But there's times in our life that really affected us. It affects church people. Whether I'm, the problem is not my understanding of rejection. The problem is, am I walking with God enough to hear Him say, you're my beloved? L, His love is unconditional. You know why we need to walk with God? Because no one can love us like Jesus can. Husband and wife can love you, kids, but guess what? There's only one that's got perfect unconditional love. How I know I've walked with God this year, this day, this month, is because I have a greater compassion and understanding of the love of God. How about K? If I've walked with Him, there's a desire to know Him intimately The bride said this, "The king has brought me into his chambers. The king has brought me into his chambers." What does that mean? How do I experience that? You mean I can experience a relationship with God that only few ever find? Yes, you can. It doesn't mean others aren't going to heaven. It doesn't mean others are not churchgoers and love God. It just means you press through. Like the woman, if I can just touch the hem of his garment. It wasn't just healing she needed. She was drawn to God himself walking in the flesh. How about that? Eve. You know, when you're walking with God, you're enrolled for service. Amen. When the disciples walked with Jesus, he called them and appointed them. So when I'm walking with God, I'm serving. And D, when I'm walking with God, he reminds me I'm destined to be rewarded. That I'm not just doing this labor, it's not just in vain. Moses looked forward to his reward, and he walked with God. How do I know I'm walking with God? He's wonderful. He accepts me. His love's unconditional. I need to know him. He's enrolled me for service. Where do you want me to serve, Lord? Amen. And destined to be rewarded. Now let's talk about Noah. Genesis 6:9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. And Noah walked with God. Noah walked. If you look at Genesis chapter 6, it says that the whole earth was full of violence. Every imagination of men's heart was only evil continually. God saw Noah walking with him. How many believe we're in those days? In fact, Jesus said, as the days of Noah were, so shall be the days before the coming of the Son of Man. So God's looking for a Noah. God's looking for someone to come past the violence and the hatred and all the things and walk with him. And you know who he's chosen? He's chosen his bride to be that Noah. Amen. Noah walked with God. Let's talk about the ark. This is crazy. Listen to this. The total available floor space on the ark would have been over 100,000 square feet. Wow. Which would be more floor space than in 20 standard-sized basketball courts. Hmm. How about this? It would have taken 15,000 trees to build the ark, plus thousands of gallons of pitch and tar. 15,000 trees. Noah and his three sons. How long did it take to cut down 15,000 trees by hand, move them, and shape them, and place them? Years and years and years. How many know Jesus started the church 2,000 years ago, and he's been building every century. He's building it. He finds a people that will walk with him like Noah. I love this Genesis 6:8, but Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord. You see, when you and I are walking with God and getting closer, we're walking with grace. His name is grace. He is grace. If I need more grace, I can't earn it. I don't deserve it, but I can catch it.
Amen.
And I get next to the one who is gracious. And that grace comes upon us time and time again. Now I love this because this talks about Noah in Hebrews. By faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Three things. By faith, moved with fear, and he prepared. By faith, moved with fear, and prepared. What does that mean, moved with fear? You see, the majesty and the glory and the power of God is so awesome that it's beyond what we can even think, to be moved with fear is to give God the glory due to His name. That by faith He did it. How do you know that we're living in a day and we must walk by faith, not by sight? Amen. Amen. How do you know the church is to walk by faith? We are to be moved with fear, but here's the next time. The next thing, we are to prepare an ark. Oh, church isn't just about coming and sitting. We're preparing something.
Amen.
We're preparing an ark because there's a lot of people that need to come in the ark before the world is destroyed. It's not going to be destroyed by water this time, but by fire. So by faith, you're here tonight. By faith, you move with fear. And by faith, you prepare. You know, this light night is an excellent time for us to reach out and to have a net for people to realize, hey, God's house and God's people can be trusted and they're giving and they're generous like Jesus.
Amen.
The Bible says in 2 Peter 2:5, spare not the old world, but save Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Everybody say, preacher of righteousness.
Preacher of righteousness.
We believe you are a preacher of righteousness. How many know that our lives are preaching something?
Yes.
I'll say it again. How many know that our lives are preaching something all the time? We are living epistles seen and read of all men. He saved Noah, the eighth person. Now, Noah had some sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Genesis 10:1. Now, these are the generations of the sons of Noah, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were born sons after the flood. Now, I'm going to just skip this and go back to this. Okay. Everybody say Shem.
Shem.
Now here's Noah, and he's building the ark. But how many know he needed some help?
Amen.
I said, how many know he needs some help?
He needs some help.
How many know that Jesus wants to use us?
Amen.
So I'm going to look at these three words as three things we need if we're going to build the ark. Shem, his name means name of influence. How many know that we have influence because of the name of Jesus?
Amen.
And we have authority because of the name of Jesus. And every knee will bow because of the name of Jesus. And when you and I grab that name and exalt it above every other name, every other person. You see, his name was a name of influence. Jesus has given us his name. And that name, everyone will bow. The second thing is Ham. It means hot, it means passionate. How many know walking with God keeps your heart on fire?
Yeah.
Walking with God. You know, there's so many things against the church today. Wanting the church to be passionless and the preacher not to raise his voice and give little sermonettes and not be passionate. Let me tell you, we should be passionate in this hour for our Savior. Amen. Well, how can we build an ark if we're not passionate? Can you imagine every morning getting up, doing the same thing 50 years, 60 years, 70 years? Why were they passionate? Because they had the word of the Lord that God was going to destroy the earth. You know what? We've been given so much in this generation, prophecy, everything. God wants a passionate church.
Amen.
And when you walk with Jesus, you stay on fire. Oh, it's wonderful to be in worship service and get on fire in the worship. But I'll tell you, that fire needs to translate into a closer walk with God. Then I watch what I say, watch what I do, because I'm right next to Him. Walking with God keeps your heart on fire. And then Jacob, his name means beauty. Colossians 3:8, that we all with open face beholding, as in a glass, the glory of the Lord are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. You know, when we walk with God, His beauty comes upon us. One of the reasons my twin brother got saved was I got gloriously saved. Hippie, long hair, pod, rock and roll. Got saved, was down, rock church, baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost, going to every service. I came home to visit my family. They heard about what happened and thought it was crazy. Amen. I remember sitting at the dinner table. The presence of God was all over me. And my brother looked at me. He told me later, I saw the face of Jesus on your face. He got saved. You see, I don't think we understand. God wants us to be like Moses. And when we're walking with him, he wants his glory to be seen on us. It might not be a cloud of glory, but just the countenance of Jesus to come through us. We can only get it when we walk with him. Amen. Beauty. God loves beauty. We're walking today. All the colors, all the beauty that God does. Mount Zion, beautiful for situation. The joy of the whole earth, he talks about his church. We walk with God like Noah. Guess what? Our lives preach righteousness. We are living in times like Noah. Things, if you concentrate on the wrong things, you'll lose your joy.
Amen.
Beauty for actions. The garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You see, when God looks down, he's looking for someone to walk with. Talk with. And tell him, you know, you can take it all out of your presence. So Moses said, he says, you know what? You've not told me who you're sending to the promised land with me. God says, I'll send an angel. Moses said, I'm not interested in angels unless you walk with me in your presence. That's where we're at. That's where we should be in our personal lives. God, can I walk closer to you? How can I get there? One of the ways is find somebody that's walking closer to God than you are. And learn their ways. And understand their passion. Amen. No one is as close to Jesus yet as we should be. We're close. But there's still more closeness. Jephthah means beauty. The beauty of the Lord was upon him. Wherever he went, he reflected Christ. I believe that in this hour, God's looking for congregations that are walking with him. Congregations that, you know, they don't want anything but Jesus Christ. They want to know their place. They want to be building the ark for God. They want to know that their life counts. Listen, when I walk with Jesus, he talks with me and he walks. And he tells me, I'm his own.
Amen.
And there ain't nothing sweeter this side of the Jordan for God to say that to me. Many times the Lord has spoken to me. Many times has his voice come at the right moment. Many times in despair or many times in question. Because my heart was not to impress him, but to be with him. And when your heart is simply wanting to be with Jesus, he will speak to you.
Amen.
He will quicken his word to you. Either in your spirit, through the scriptures, or through a preaching. I've heard many times God talk to me, and some would say, one thing preaching to the Holy Spirit to burn them. You see, the closer I am to him, the easier I can hear him. People say, well, I can't hear God. Well, get closer. Well, keep trying. How's your prayer life? What are you doing? How's your heart? Have you ever repented of your sins?
Mm.
Different things can stop that. God's looking for a people like Noah. We have a great assignment before us, don't we? We're to build according to the pattern. We're not trying to outdo one another. The Holy Spirit has a place for you to serve. cutting the trees down. Maybe you're shaping the trees. Maybe you are helping Noah inside put the floors in. Maybe you're putting the pitch on the ark. Maybe you're gathering, growing the food to come in. But as we walk close to God, He makes it a joy to serve Him. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Heavenly Father, we thank You tonight. Our heart is to walk with You. Our heart is for You to talk to us. We pray as Noah that we would do it with joy. And the Lord, we would cause those that are outside the ark to come in. Gather them. Lord of the harvest, we want to walk with You. We want to be a preacher of righteousness. Our lives be an example. Our thoughts, our mind, our heart to be on You. Lord, we pray for this light night. We pray many will come. We pray they would feel Your presence. But Lord, it would be a harvest. It would be an increase. It would be an enlargement and gathering. Many will come that don't know You. Lord, we pray You would capture them. Lord, sovereignly by Your Spirit. Lord, it is our service to fill up that ark with the glory of God. Lord, may we walk closer to You, hear Your voice clear, and finish the course laid before us. Thank You for the example of Noah. Thank You that he didn't give up. Thank You for his sons, all of them working until that great day of salvation came and saved them from the judgment. We thank You today, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's give Jesus a hand.